This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
The Seaport District in New York City. It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. We had snowy weather, but you don't see any evidence here in New York City.
Yeah, I'm so happy.
Out in the burbs, though, got a little bit, a little dust.
Yeah, man.
Is what I was looking for, Bart. See, this is exactly when you were mad at me last week.
Yeah, it went away, though.
I was talking about how, you know, like, it just, it'd be nice to have just a little blanket of white. I woke up this morning to a little blanket of white, and it wasn't anything that I had to shovel. It wasn't anything that caused any issues. It was just nice. And it made you put on that. Please, I hope that they can see this. If you're watching on the app.
Stop. This is,
what is that, velvet?
I mean, down, boy.
You can't really get the gist of it. I don't know if you want to just put your shoe, put your foot like right in front of the camera.
I killed the grizzly bear.
But these boots are luxurious.
Seriously,
it's a mix between something you'd see like Gene Simmons of Kiss wearing and probably like, I think, Cher.
They like it right here.
I think Cher would wear these too.
It's got my mink tongue on it. You know what I'm saying?
Like this thing. Is it mink?
It's mink.
I thought it was alpaca.
No, man.
Super
soft. Come on, man.
I'm just messing with you.
It's mink,
it's
man.
Super soft. I mean, it's soft. Beautiful.
But I got sheep at Baby Cash in the middle.
Baby Cashmere on the inside.
My panda, you know what?
Yeah, I know. What?
Hey, but listen.
Can I ask what that ran you? Yeah. Give me a ballpark.
These red bottoms, too.
Yeah.
Probably about four. Probably. I don't know. But anyway, listen.
All right.
I guess we would say what? And I tell you, I don't really be putting on what I got on. But I put this
but
up
you can't
for a
hide
reason.
Money, though.
No, I put this up here for a reason.
Why?
Because you would say they were pretty, and I would say they're purdy.
Oh, did you say purdy yesterday?
Did you say purdy? I like what you did there.
We don't need a Jimmy G. We got a purdy.
Man, you heard what Trent Williams said about him the week before.
All right, so we'll go there because I thought you were going to talk about the dolphin sushi that was served.
Oh, that was second. That was served
in L.A.?
Yeah, that was served with wasabi sauce.
Yeah. But this game, like, I've got to ask you. Because, I mean, that's one of those, like, you know, what's the scene? Oh, it's My Cousin Vinny, where Pesci's like, you know, I could use a good ass kicking. Like, that's literally what Tom Brady was looking at his team like, you know, we could use one.
You can't.
Because look at the, like.
We earned one. I don't know if you can use it.
Glaring darts at people. 35-7, Purdy plays really well. Three touchdowns.
21 in the first quarter, damn, in the first half.
But I wanted to ask you. All right, so this is Overreaction Monday, by the way, everybody. You know that. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
My overreaction is.
Oh, you got one. Well, you just made one.
San Francisco should be the favorite over Dallas, over
Dallas
Eagles.
Over the Eagles.
They should be.
Who opened up a can on the Giants.
That's the Giants. He put an ass kick into the cane. He kicked the cat. Listen, everybody was waiting for Brady. Down 21. Brady has his head down
with
the
back.
Tablet. He raises up and he figures it out. 7 points.
35-7. It was Brock Purdy's first start. Two passing touchdowns, a rush touchdown, became the first quarterback to defeat Brady in his first career start. Seven others failed.
Do you call that he beat or he kicked his ass?
I mean, that was.
Grandpa, take your old ass to sleep. This is like watching.
Grandpa, get Grandpa.
Yeah, this is like watching Larry Holmes. This is like watching Larry Holmes beat the hell out of Muhammad Ali. Y'all better come get him.
Yeah,
exactly. Y'all better come get him. Stop the fight. Throw it down.
That was
throw it down.
The Bucks looked so bad. The Niners looked good. And so, all right. So that's I figured your overreaction is that your overreaction is that they don't need Jimmy G. That this guy can lead the way. That's amazing. Like, we're going to get a lot of good overreactions.
Dude got sauce.
Be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call online. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season, not the delicious taste of an ice cold Dr. Pepper. It's the one fans deserve. You know what else we're doing today? We're going to do it this week. We talked about it last week. We put it together over the weekend. The field is set. 24 songs. It's officially time, I think. We're at that point now. You could start playing Christmas music, right?
Yes.
So we have 24
2 weeks
of the most popular Christmas songs ever, and we have a diverse list. So we all had our input on this thing. And on our Twitter feed, at Barton Hahn, you can vote because we set it up. Four buys, and I'll give you all the different songs and everything else like that momentarily. But obviously, we want to get to all the, you know, all the things that are just going on right now, which is, of course, a week 14 to remember. If you're Brock Purdy and his family, he was there. I mean, just imagine that.
Going up dad almost cried.
Yeah, he was. The guy was in tears. Right?
He's kicking his ass. That's my boy right there.
I mean, that's seriously. You're calling everybody, all your friends, right? You watching this?
Yo.
You watching this?
A star is born. Trey Lance like, hold up, my ankle ain't that bad. I can run.
Can you imagine, too, if you're Trey Lance?
Like, man. Like,
I was taking third. You were taking 100 and nothing. And
look at him. He looked like a cow.
But I want to ask you, the first play from scrimmage, he gets his clock cleaned. Mm-hmm. Was that a safety blitz or a corner blitz? Somebody came out of nowhere and just, I mean, destroyed him. And dude just gets up like, yeah, okay. I got a lot of mo.
So look at him, right?
Yeah.
Tell me he doesn't look like the human version of everything is awesome.
He looks like Rick Moranis.
Also, the kid, the Lego man. He looks like the Lego man. He looks like the human version. You know when toys come to life?
Yeah.
He looks like the Everything is Awesome guy. Yeah. Oblivious to what he's in.
It is.
He's oblivious. Awesome. You know how Everything Awesome guy was oblivious to the fact that he was living in a world that was fake? He's living and he don't even know that he ain't supposed to be doing this. Brock Purdy.
But he's doing it.
His jersey sales should be number one today. And man, how great. How great is it? Well, almost great.
He hurt his oblique. He had to get some tests on it. But, I mean, they think he's going to be ready to go and be able to play. I believe they played, like, in 4 days, right? Don't they play on Thursday this week?
No.
You
not
sure?
Them. I believe it's the Bills and the – no, that's Saturday. Yeah, that's right.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
I like my dolphin sushi with wasabi.
Yeah, we'll get to the dolphin sushi.
I'm just saying that.
No, we'll get to the dolphin sushi. But, I mean, should we first hear from Kyle Shanahan? I mean,
let's hear from the king.
You decided to go there, so let's go with Brock Purdy and that performance. And, I mean, just a beatdown of the Bucs.
He did an awesome job. I think all you guys saw that, but it was he made a ton of plays, made the plays that were there, made a lot of plays that weren't there, did a great job in the pocket, had one mistake there that was fortunate, got that one back, then didn't hesitate. I think he threw a touchdown the next play, which was real cool. But it was real impressive how he played, and that was real similar to the week before.
He had himself. I mean, you talk about a dream. That's literally what he was living right there. Well, let's get some calls on this. We go to news from Barton Hahn Nation. We have Keith in Tucson hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call online. What's up, Keith?
How you fellas doing today?
All right.
I got a little problem with you, Bart.
Sure.
You my man. I followed your career. I think you're awesome. I think your takes are awesome. But if you remember, I called before the season even started when they were talking quarterback controversy in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And I told you, I said, there's a man on the bench, if Trey Lance doesn't work out, named Brock Purdy. And you laughed at me. I told you.
We need to get that. When did you call? When did you call? We got to get that. If you really I would love to find it so we could play it back.
Well, listen to me. I'm sorry. You was right. I was wrong, and I'm man enough to admit it.
There you go, Keith.
Thank you for the inside information, Keith. We appreciate it. Who knew that Brock Purdy?
He's from Arizona. I followed him in high school.
Mm-hmm.
This kid doesn't quit.
Well, we had Herm Edwards on last week, and he said he tried to recruit him.
Yeah.
I didn't know Purdy was so pretty. Yeah.
Keith, when did you call us? Do you blame me, Keith?
Can you blame me? But you, somebody coming up here and saying Brock Purdy after they got Jimmy G and Trey Lance, do you think was I supposed to be with you on that one?
The last pick in the draft?
I'll give you this part. You were right that they wasted so many draft picks on him that it wouldn't have made sense.
See?
All right.
See? We can have compromise. See, it was the I got you, Bart moment.
Yeah.
Listen, I am not that guy. I am not a double downer. Unless I really believe it. I'm not going to double down on it. If you're right, listen, all my takes aren't perfect. But damn it, I'm 85%. And if you got a B+ on your paper, you would not be upset. Nobody but me is 85% or better.
If I got a B+, I would be upset.
What?
Yeah, I'd want an A.
Come on, Einstein.
Just raise the standards, all I'm saying.
Well, Socrates, I got an associate's degree. 85%. I got it. My mom gave me a new polo shirt.
So overreaction Monday begins, and it begins like that with Brock Purdy and a caller who told us. We got to find that one, Lacto.
Yeah, we got to find that, son.
Who called us to say that he's
on the
bench.
They got a quarterback named Brock Purdy.
Got to find that one if he certainly did that. We also today, along with your calls and along with all the overreactions throughout the week, we begin the tournament. So let me lay it out real quick here. Christmas songs. This is the Christmas song bracket challenge, the Bart and Han Christmas song bracket challenge. We talked about last week, and a lot of you already were tweeting at us different songs. We're like, all right, let's do it. So we put together a compilation of your tweets, of the songs that Bart and I both believe in, that Renee believes in, Mikey C, Cam. We got all the input from everybody that's been part of those. Stosh.
Yeah.
Now, not everything could make it, but we did a field of 24 songs real quick. If I go through them, and then we're going to have four buys. The top four buys are Nat King Cole Christmas Song. That's number one. Silent Night, The Temptations, like you wanted.
Yeah.
All I Want for Christmas Is You, Mariah Carey. Yeah. That's a given. And then number four, and this was a tough number four, but it made it in. This Christmas, Donny Hathaway.
Oh, okay.
Right, that's a good one, right?
Yeah.
So the matchups that we will begin with. So now we have our first matchup, and that is the 5 seed. Jingle Bell Rock.
Mm.
Jingle Bell Rock, by the way, the version of that is Bobby Helms. That's the classic one.
That's a classic, baby.
Versus the 24 seed, the very last
one to make it. Cinderella, man.
Is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by DMX.
Oh,
yeah.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, you got it.
Damn it.
Donna and Blitz. Yeah, so that version versus, can we hear Jingle Bell Rock real quick? For those who know, I mean, this is the classic.
Oh, X.
You know this one. I mean, this is in every movie.
These are two genres, though.
Yeah, I know.
It depends on what you prefer.
A clash of the cultures.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Right. So these two are going head-to-head right now on at Barton Hunt on Twitter. You can vote for them.
Ooh.
Vote all the way to the end of the show, and then we'll tell you who wins this matchup, who moves on.
You know,
so that's one. We'll keep going.
You know where we at, though, son.
What's that?
We're in the home. We're in the home of X.
I'm just saying.
A lot of people here really know that song.
This is a very diverse list. There's going to be some culture clashes.
Yeah.
There's also going to be some from the same place that are like, how do you put this one? When I watched how this matched up, I was like, whoa. That's the first one. That's what we got going. You can go ahead and start voting, and we'll continue with it throughout the show. We got your calls coming up, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But first, let me tell you about LinkedIn. Because these days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available, and that's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free. Creating a free job post on LinkedIn Jobs is simple, easy, it takes just minutes. Then add your job in the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Bart. That's LinkedIn.com/Bart. Post your job for free. Put the boots down.
Get the heel.
That was an overreaction.
What? Overreaction Monday.
That was uncalled for.
On Barton Hahn.
Man, the boots are just aggressive today.
Wait, you remember Ric Flair? I'm having a hard time keeping these alligators down. Got this grizzly bear.
All right, let's get to it. So we have your calls. We'll get to those momentarily. Overreaction Monday, week 14. Things are really starting to take shape now in the playoff picture. But, Bart, we're two games into a three-game stretch by the Miami Dolphins that you were warning fans about.
No. Oh.
They have now, after yesterday's, how would you describe?
I mean, it took a fumble recovery for them to get points on the board.
Yeah, that
take that off the board because that's rarely happens.
Mm-hmm.
And what did the offense really do? Tua throws pretty balls. Did you see the conditions in which the Jets and the Buffalo Bills played
in
yesterday?
That was a slop fest.
So can you imagine what's going to be happening this Saturday?
Why are you doing that?
So where
Bill Cosby now? I would like to talk to you.
The banana pudding.
About the snow in
don't
Buffalo.
Don't eat the pudding.
Don't eat the pudding.
So listen.
Don't get the spoon caught in the wrong pudding.
Do not hide. Miami. Do not hide.
Oh, all of you that were coming for Bart, you better
coming
show
for
up
my neck
today. Chargers win 23-17, and that was a second quarter that you would want to forget if you, of course, were the Dolphins. Tua did not look good. He was 10 of 28, 145 yards. He did throw a touchdown, sacked twice. Offense just was not that good.
Against the replacement players.
And then Justin Herbert, though, had a day. He had to throw it 51 times, 367 yards. He did have a touchdown. He was also sacked four times. This was like a game, two teams where you're like, I don't like either one of these teams.
But
the Dolphins have now lost two.
In the red zone twice.
They are eight and five?
Eight and five.
8-5. And they're like right there.
Headed to 8-6.
The Chargers at 7-6 leapfrog the Jets, and they have that last spot now in the playoffs for now. But still, it's a major, again, for the Dolphins. Next game is at Buffalo.
Oh.
Tua Tagovailoa talking about the struggle on offense these last couple of games.
From the communication to, getting the details right with our guys, and just being able to make plays for our team. And like I said, it is very disappointing for us to go out and do what we did. We worked too hard to put up a performance like that, to not, be in rhythm on time with certain throws, to not be able to execute some plays, and just not look like the football we've been playing earlier in the season.
Tyreek Hill also got hurt in that game, so four catches for 81 yards.
Oh, so like you mean like throwing interceptions isn't part of the communication? Because that looks like a quarterback problem. The quarterback that they told me was an MVP candidate, oh, when he was playing the Cleveland Browns. Oh, when he was playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mm. Oh, when he was playing the Detroit Lions. Oh, when he was playing the Chicago Bears. What did I say? I said now he has to play the varsity.
Yeah.
And I said going out west, a little different, playing on a different clock. He hadn't even played in the elements yet. What was the degree? What was the temperature in SoFi yesterday?
Well, an ambient
60, probably, 70, yeah, feel good.
Right.
Don't. What was the temperature? What was the temperature in San Francisco?
He had pretty good conditions there for that game as well.
So when you're telling me when they go home, it's going to be about 80, 85?
78, 82 degrees in that range, usually down about at this time of year.
Saturday night in Buffalo.
Should I check?
You're telling me, so, like, usually what happens is, like, when you're a team.
It's 34 degrees with snow showers.
If it's, that's the high. What's the low?
The low is 27.
Yeah, they play at 8.
There will be snow showers.
So they play at 8 o'clock. Do you think it's going to be close to the high or close to the low?
I'm going to go low.
Okay.
Low bottom.
So you're telling me that a team that has not played not one cold weather game.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? They can't turn the AC up in the inside of the indoor facility to try and replicate what it's like to play cold. Yeah. So that you mean to tell me they have no way to practice in cold weather? Because when you know it's going to be rainy, what do? You wet the footballs up. Wet football drills. When it's cold and you got an indoor facility, guess what the coach said to us? Said we were going to Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what Rex would tell us? I know we got an indoor facility.
Crank up the AC?
No. I know we got an indoor facility.
Oh, we're going outside.
We're going outside.
Yeah.
Well, know why? Because you better learn how to operate in the cold. So you mean to tell me a team that hasn't played a cold weather game today is going to go from 80 degrees to 20 degrees and their body's going to know how to react? Ha, 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 ha. This is going to be funny.
Bless you.
They don't even know what kind of clothes to wear. They got nothing to go by.
This is going to be interesting. If they go.
Oh, Tyreek Hill. He played in Kansas City. It's not Buffalo.
But even still, maybe he has. But the rest of the group, it's just not about one guy. And by the way, he's compromised right now.
Right. And this year, how
he wasn't on the field late in the game.
How warm is that ankle going to be on a short week?
Yeah. Yeah. They had that thing wrapped up on the sideline, like constantly. So.
How warm is it going to be on the concrete?
Yeah.
Tua has never thrown or hasn't thrown a ball this year in cold weather.
Let's get a call on this. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776.
I love when I'm right.
Mike in Tennessee. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's happening?
Just want to tell Bart Tua is who we thought he was. It's he's not a generational talent. He is a product of good coaching. Now, last night with Herbert, you saw what a generational talent looks like. And I'll be honest, I only watched the game for the first quarter and a half. Those first two drives that Herbert went in, amazing. He might not score a touchdown, but with the way he drew that ball down the field, that shows you.
Yeah, and there is a difference between the two. Side note, go ahead.
On a side note, for MVP, you all know how terrible Philly fans are. The way they were yelling for MVP at the end of that game, that should tell you who should MVP.
Yeah, at MetLife, no less, too. Thank you, Mike. I mean, yeah.
Joe Burrow?
And Burrow's making that case as well.
Jalen
Hurts is
the same argument.
Really
the
well.
Same argument that you make for Tua Tagovailoa, product of a system, product of a great roster. You could say about Jalen Hurts.
You could, but
listen.
If you watch him, though, see a guy that's making throws.
Who has he beaten that we consider good?
And I know. You're going to always find them, no matter what.
If this was the beat,
11 games.
If this what? Okay, and how many have the Giants won?
12 games now.
How many have the Giants won?
Seven,
eight. Seven or eight, right?
Yeah, I lost track.
Is that a real seven? Now are we looking at it?
How many of the Vikings won, Bart?
The Vikings have won 10.
We don't
see them as a real threat either.
I don't.
They just got their ass whooped and wasn't favorite against a team that had 5 wins.
Yeah, but
miss me with that.
I'm just talking about just what. Talking about the eye test.
Listen, I understand
and
the
I'm
eye
watching,
test.
I'm watching Hurts and I'm saying to myself
that
what I'm seeing is a guy in complete control.
Balls and strikes.
I know you do.
And what I'm saying
is.
Listen, you know how much I hate Joe Burrow. You know what I'm fighting with Gary Owens online.
It hurts you to talk
they
nice
hate
about
me.
The Bengals. I know. I
but
know.
But what I'm saying is, Jalen Hurts, if this was the BCS, they would be Cincinnati from last year, or they would be TCU. You would say, what's their good wins? What's their good wins?
Oh, boy. All right, let's do that when we come back. This is clearly an overreaction Monday. Bart overreacting from the very beginning. We also have the Bart and Han Christmas Song Bracket Challenge. So let's get in the next matchup. The first matchup, which is already up on Bart and Han, Jingle Bell Rock versus DMX's version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. The 6 versus 23 matchup, it begins with a classic Feliz Navidad. We have that, boys? I mean, you all know this one, right? That's a good 6 seed, solid.
Lacto, I need translation. What is Liki Dabi Dabi Da?
Really?
That means Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Oh!
It's literally what it means.
It's a staple. Meanwhile, Christmas doesn't start until
I
hear it.
I've heard it, but I didn't know what it meant.
The 23 seed snuck in. Happy Christmas. War is over. John Lennon and Yoko Ono. Classic. But is it as classic as Feliz Navidad?
He's going down.
Beloved.
He's going down. He's going down.
So this is the 6 versus 23. Again, at Bart and Hami, start voting. We get it in. So we got a lot more matchups to get to for the rest of the show. We have your calls. It's Overreaction Monday. It's Bart and Han. ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, it's Bart and Han. Lively conversation during the extended commercial break. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And so Cam Pratt's a big Eagles fan.
I don't think I'm welcome in Geno's or Pat's. I don't think I'm welcome. I don't want to know what they put inside my whip.
You'd be welcome at Geno's because you're a tourist.
Also, those aren't even the best cheese.
Not even
close. In Philly,
of course, but they're the commercial ones.
They're the ones everybody knows. Well,
yeah, it's the commercial ones.
I wouldn't put Pat's in that same cat. Geno's is the tourist spot. It's across the street.
So it's
because Geno's is all lit up.
So when the line's too long, your people just go over to Pat's.
Pat's is like, that's the place you go.
My wife went to the Art Institute. I'm familiar with Center City and Philly very well.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
All right, let's reintroduce this conversation as we were just talking before the break. It's Overreaction Monday, everybody, and you know that. And we were just talking about Jalen Hurts and how he's performing, and Bart kind of wanted to put the brakes on. Hey, let's not just hand this guy the MVP, because what he's saying is, who have the Eagles beaten? Who has he had to face? And our argument has been, they're 12-1. Does it matter? Like, they're 12-1. The 12-1 is 12-1.
Okay.
But you said
not all 12-1s are created equally.
You compared it to last year's bowl championship, right?
Yeah. Cincinnati.
And you said they're like Cincinnati, where
TCU this year.
All right, they play great against their own comp, but in comparison, there aren't many quality wins. Now, according to the website Tankathon, which is really good at just kind of breaking down, you know, like just strength of schedule and everything else. Based on this season's records, the Eagles' strength of schedule, the record-wise, is 477. That's among the lowest in the league. Like, in comparison, the Dallas Cowboys in the same division, 520, right? In comparison, the Buffalo Bills, 525 winning percentage. So you could argue that the Eagles have not had a very tough schedule. Now, quality wins. They won at the Lions. They beat the Vikings.
The Lions is a quality win.
Now, the Vikings should be considered a quality win. It's that division game, win. Division leader. Let me just go. The Commanders, division opponent. Jaguars, suddenly they're a better team than we thought, but still. Arizona, doesn't mean much. Dallas, but not their starting quarterback. Steelers, no. Texans, no. They lose to the Commanders at home. Colts, no. Barely won that game. Packers, no. Titans, that's a middle-of-the-ground kind of win. That's like Vikings and Titans, I'll give you those two. And then smoking the Giants at MetLife.
With nobody.
Yeah, is sort of like, okay, you're supposed to do that. So that's the – I'll give you that, but I also am not giving you that what Jalen Hurts is putting down on tape isn't something where I'm watching that going, that looks right. Because – I never bought into the Tua hype.
But didn't Tua look right?
Right now, look at Caesars. They have Jalen Hurts.
Good luck with
the favorite.
Those are people that don't know
Mahomes, Burrow, Josh Allen.
Those are people that they don't know what they're looking at. Because if you mean to tell me that you believe Jalen Hurts has had a better season than Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, and Josh Allen, then I got to check your eyesight and you don't really know football. Because it's easy to do it with an all-star team when you're going against a bunch of bums.
Cam, I'll let you jump in. To defend your Eagles.
Here's my problem is that, especially recently, they are beating teams so badly that I don't think it's the same as when you look at, like, and obviously it's different because it's college, like TCU had like a million different like comeback wins this year. Like the Eagles are just far and away
racing teams.
How did that game against the Lions go? Lions aren't good. Well, supposedly, right? They're 6 wins.
They just beat the Vikings. I brought up the Vikings win as a good win, and you said that was week 2. All right, that was week 1. So why does that one count in the Vikings win?
The Vikings just were underdog against a 5-17. They've been skating. I understand that. Bad division.
And the Eagles beat that team too.
All right. So now let me give you this. Because what Cam's making the point is that not only are they winning these games, they're winning them by a large margin.
Their
point differential is plus 138, which is the best in the league.
Okay, good luck with that.
The Bills are behind them at 132, Dallas 131, and then the Niners at 120. So they have the best point differential in the league. So, yes,
they have the easier schedule,
right. But I'm saying they're doing what they're supposed to do.
Yes. So all I'm saying is I put them fourth. That's not a disrespect.
All right.
So if I put him first, then I'm disrespecting Patrick Mahomes, who have beaten better teams and better quarterbacks. Who's the quarterback that he's beaten? Cooper Rush? Kirk Cousins. That's his big win. Okay, he beat Kirk Cousins. And
he also beat Aaron Rodgers?
Man, who ain't beat Aaron Rodgers? So now you understand what I'm saying.
I told you, I'm kind of in the middle on this.
Listen, this is all you need to say.
What?
If Joe Burrow
beats Lamar Jackson at the end of the season, if he has Patrick Mahomes on his resume, if he beats Josh Allen in a couple of weeks.
That's a couple of ifs. So right now, we can't.
He's already beaten Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, he's got that. But we can't check those boxes until he checks them. And once he does, the conversation can change. Listen. It's why we're not voting now for MVP. We vote at the end of the year.
Beating Patrick Mahomes three times on your resume should give you an MVP.
But it's only for this year.
Three times.
It's only for this year.
Yeah, and he beat him this year.
Right. So that's one box checked.
And he called his shot.
Check the next two.
And he called his shot.
Check the next two, and then we can have this conversation.
Come on, man.
That's where that goes.
You crazy if you think that Jalen Hurts is even in the same category as Mahomes. He ain't in the same category as Herbert.
In this season, performance-wise and team performance-wise, I think you have to
keep it all in. But he has the next level to his game that he can run, and a lot of those guys can, but not nearly as well as he can.
Oh, Josh Allen can't run as good as him. Who got more rushing yards, him or Josh Allen? Yeah. Try again.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We will get back to the calls. All right, so the next up, by the way.
Let's put Geno's stats up.
On the Christmas song.
You want to do stats?
Can I just do this?
Yes.
Christmas song bracket challenge that we've been doing to try to have some fun here. So angry today.
No fun for you.
No fun. We're having fun. That's what happens. That's what happens when you bring the minx in.
Get my attack dog going.
All right, we have our 7 versus 22 now bracket. You can vote on these two. Who makes the cut? Who goes? This is a tough one, too. A classic, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee. Yeah. I mean, you know this one. Remember Home Alone? You just petting your boot. And that song, that's a really solid 7 seed going up against... This is an emotional one. A 22 seed called Do They Know It's Christmas by Band Aid. They all came together, all these acts, raised some money. So which song goes, which song moves on? At Barton Hunt on Twitter to vote. All right, so far to recap, our 5 versus 24, Jingle Bell Rock versus the DMX version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. 6 versus 23, Feliz Navidad versus Happy Christmas, John Lennon, Yoko Ono. And then just now, we add to it the 7 versus 22, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree versus Do They Know It's Christmas. The brackets continue. Your calls continue as well. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Presented by Progressive Insurance. Get a business insurance quote online in as little as 6 minutes. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Let's get some calls in here. We got news from Barton Hahn Nation. We got TJ on Long Island hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call line. What's up, TJ?
TJ, how you doing? Bart, I got a question for you.
Yes.
How do you have Jalen Hurts ranked 4th when he's got 3 interceptions all season?
I don't care about the stats, man. The competition. You shouldn't be throwing interceptions to sorry-ass teams. Like, that's the reality of it. Like, I mean, come on, man. Are we really in a world where we don't think that the opponent matters? Is that what we're saying?
So the Eagles played 6 playoff teams this season.
Man, don't give me no damn playoff teams. Name their record. I mean, the Lions, the damn Commanders, the Jaguars, the Cardinals, and the mess-up show that is, Dallas with Cooper Rush, Pittsburgh, come on, man, with Kenny Pickett,
and what about
Texans.
Dallas?
Come on, man.
What about Dallas' defense? They put up 20 points against Dallas' defense at halftime.
Bro, come on, man. Right? They're going against Cooper Rush. They're getting the ball. They're getting Dallas, multiple opportunities.
Man, miss me
with all that, man. Miss me with all that. Okay, your life depended on it. You got a pocket full of money. You signing Jalen Hurts or you signing Patrick Mahomes?
Mahomes, obviously.
No, I'm asking him. Who you signing?
No one was making
that argument. Mahomes, but how do you
Okay, if you got Joe Burrow, are you signing Joe Burrow or are you signing Jalen Hurts? You're lying to yourself already. It ain't no hard one. He took the Bengals to the damn Super Bowl last year. What the hell are you talking about? Josh Allen. I don't care about this year. I'm talking about building my damn team.
Well,
Josh Allen. Give me Josh Allen. You taking Josh Allen. You taking Jalen Hurts.
Well, when we're talking about the
I'm asking a question to him. Jalen Hurts or Josh Allen?
Okay, that's
shut
it.
The hell
Allen
up.
And Mahomes, that's it.
And who Joe Burrow.
Right now,
man, get the hell out of here. Joe Burrow is a generational talent. We're not calling Jalen Hurts a generational talent. And if you are, you drunk or high.
But we're talking about for this season. TJ, I'll take it from here.
Even from this season.
What I'm talking about, I think where this began was what you watch, you believe in. As I'm watching him play, I see something that tells me that this guy has made strides. He's come a long way. That's what I see.
Yes, he has, it's not MVP worthy.
I don't think I have ever said that he's better than Patrick Mahomes or even Josh Allen. But what I am saying is that he's climbing up the ladder.
I agree with that.
And I remember earlier this season when we did a top 10 and you didn't want to put Dak Prescott in that top 10. Yes. You had Jalen Hurts in there.
I did.
So that puts him in an upper echelon of quarterbacks if he's a top 10 quarterback. Yes?
I did.
And that's all we're saying.
No. He's talking about the MVP. How dare you have him behind the MVP? Like, come on, man.
Well, he should be in the conversation. Bumps. He is the quarterback of a 12-1 team.
Yes, and Tua Tagovailoa was in too. And
but he's not the quarterback of a 12-1 team.
Okay.
And Tua shouldn't be in that conversation. We all agree that.
You'll remember what the conversation was? They haven't lost a game that Tua has started. Correct.
Yes, that was.
Right.
But
that was eight games, right?
I know, but then you said these three games are coming up, and that's going to tell us all about him and this team. And
so you can't,
said
so don't listen.
They're going to lose.
So, and what happened?
And they have so far lost two of the three with one more to go.
So that means I kind of know what I'm talking about. So if I
Nobody
tell you.
Nobody ever said
so,
you
so,
didn't.
So if I tell you about Jalen Hurts and how these aren't real wins or good wins, yeah, you can go with that take. That's fine. Mm. Now, nobody knew that Russell Wilson was going to fall off a cliff. But you got to take your fanboy glasses out. This ain't me saying, oh, Mike White is the guy. This ain't me saying Lamar Jackson's the guy. I call balls and strikes. And I'm telling you that Jalen Hurts ain't there yet. And I'm telling you that he's playing with a loaded roster. And once he gets paid and loses some of those pieces, he's not going to be like Mahomes, a plus multiplier, a guy that you can lose Tyreek Hill and he can't tell the difference in the team, the scoring, the yardage. That's what I'm telling you. Anybody can have a good season. Anybody, right. Ryan Tannehill was an MVP candidate 2 years, 3 years ago, was he not?
Let's see what
the best record, right?
Let's see what Mike Tannenbaum thinks of this. He's going to join us in a few minutes. Let's take a breath and have some fun again.
Hell no.
Christmas song, bracket
challenge. I'm the Grinch.
The next bracket, 8 versus 21. Wonderful Christmas time. A little Paul McCartney action. We have it. I guess we don't. And there it is.
I like the song.
It's a happy song, right?
I don't even know what it is.
Paul McCartney. All right, and then the next one is I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, the Jackson 5 version. I mean, come on.
But that's going down. That's going down.
This one's going down?
The other song is much better.
Is it?
Yeah.
This is a cute song.
A lot of people don't know this song.
Young Michael, high-pitched voice.
This is about popularity.
Okay. Well, again, at Barton Hahn on Twitter, where you can vote.
Oh, God. Here come the Michael Jackson defenders.
As we continue.
How dare you, Bert? Thriller's the greatest. This ain't Thriller.
Next to see what he thinks of Jalen Hurts and more. Barton Hahn, stay with us.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.